Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. I'm going to be reading a couple verses from Mark chapter 8, starting in verse 34. This is talking about Jesus Christ. It says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Just like to ask the question, what shall it profit you as a man or woman listening if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? We read there in the account of the parable of the marriage, and Jesus sends out his servants to bid them to the wedding. And many that were bidden all had excuses. Some gave excuse they bought some oxen. They had to go prove it. Others bought a farm. They had to go see it. And others had to tend to their merchandise. You know, all those things stand in the way, and many people lose their own soul. You take the richest people in the world, you know, or Bill Gates and the owner of Amazon and a couple others that are very wealthy. They're some of the wealthiest people in the world. They have, you know, in the world's eyes, they have the world by the tail. They can do basically whatever they want to with their money and enjoy all kinds of pleasures in life. But the question is, what's it going to profit them if they have all that gain and all the pleasures of the world and then lose their soul in eternity? See, many people look at here and now, but we are going to live a longer life in eternity than we will here and now. Our life is only but a vapor here. You know, maybe 60, 70 years. The Bible talks about 70 years. Most people never make it past 90 or even 100. But compared 70 years to eternity, millions and billions and forever, while the years of eternity roll, and you think back and you lost your soul because you sought after gain so that you could have pleasure here and now. And so he asked the question, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, I believe all the people that are in eternity right now and are lost and in hell, they are despising that very thing that they gave in exchange for their soul. Maybe it was riches. Maybe it was sin. Maybe it was fornication or adultery or thievery or lying or unfaithfulness, whatever it was. That very thing that they gave in exchange for their soul, I believe, is their greatest torment in hell right now. And so, my friend, we need to take the words of God serious, because, as I shared earlier in this week, a greater than Solomon is here. You know, a greater preacher, a greater message, a better message than what Solomon had. And what are we going to do with it? Are we going to take heed to it? Or what will we give in exchange for our soul? So I encourage you this morning to just get serious with the Lord Jesus Christ and his written word. Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken, they will judge you on the last day." Let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts here before you this morning, and we give thanks for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we can bow our hearts here to you and let you be Lord of our life. We just pray that you take the reins, lead us, guide us, fill us with your Spirit, that we may walk in truth and righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. We commit this morning and this day into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.